PlainTalkAction.net.
Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl who spent an entire weekend with her family. She's surely got a good story, Jamie Bloom.
We laughed a lot.
Good.
You know, Caleb and his brothers get together and his sister, and they start telling childhood stories. And I've heard so many of those so many times, but there's something about hearing them tell them again. Everybody just gets to laugh.
And, there's
you know, it's
story,
like I know how the story goes, but I laugh about it. But I had to say, I felt like the story of the weekend came from my brother-in-law, Tracy, who said I was allowed to use his name.
All right.
And I don't know how we got on the subject of shirts, other than maybe I had a short sleeve shirt on, had changed into a long sleeve shirt after dinner. We were just kind of sitting around the hotel lobby in some comfy chairs and visiting the first night we got there. And something was said, I think, about changing shirts. And he said, oh, I have a story about a shirt. So he and his wife have a grandson who was over at their house and needed to borrow a shirt from Trace, needed a white shirt for some sort of an event that he was.
How old's your grandson?
I'm not sure. High school age.
Okay.
Tracy's shirts were too big.
Well, I was going to say, Tracy's not a small fella.
Right. So they decided to call someone else that they knew who might have a white shirt, found the white shirt, brought it there. The kid wore it for the event, brought it back. Lena washed it up and had it hanging in the living room to give back to this person, a much smaller shirt, you know. And had some event at their house or people coming over or something and thought, I better just get this shirt out of the way. So she opens up the closet and puts it in the closet. Well, Tracy has been involved in the Masons for many years and was a state president and still goes and does a lot of big events and was leaving for the weekend to go do some sort of a big Shriner Mason event.
And he always is dressed up for those.
Yes, tux. They were a tux.
Yeah.
So grabs all of his clothes out of the closet, goes to the event. They spend the first part of the day getting ready for the event, getting the room set up, I think, and then just his chapter, I believe, took some pictures, and they wear a bright yellow shirt for these pictures underneath their jackets or whatever. And so they took these pictures, and he had about 5 minutes to get ready and get his tux on and be back downstairs for the event. And he goes up, and he goes to put on his white shirt. And you know where this is going.
And it's three sizes too
small. And it's three sizes too small. And he sits there thinking, how in the world did Lena shrink my shirt this much? It's just, you know, well, no time to go get another shirt.
And what am I going to do?
What am I going to do? So he has to put that yellow, bright yellow shirt back on underneath. And it's very, very bright yellow.
Uh-huh.
And puts that back on underneath the tux jacket.
And the Shriners are a very formal bunch.
They are a very formal bunch. And he says, of course, I'm going to be in every picture that they take because I'm doing all these presentations. I have to stand up in front of everybody. Anyway, we really got to laugh, and it was a funny story. And, of course, you know, it was the wrong shirt. It was what had happened. But I said, well, did you explain as you walked back into the room when people, and he says, no. He says, if they asked about it, I just said, just shut up. I don't want to talk about it.
You know, I know a guy have a similar thing, and he took his pocket knife and slit the back of the shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that it
was just
at
it
least
come together in the front, and he had a jacket on, so you didn't know the sleeves. He didn't button the sleeves.
Yeah.
And he made that shirt work by just slitting the back out of the shirt. Yeah.
So it basically became what you used to call a dickie.
Well, yeah.
Remember the collared things that
yeah,
people would
well,
wear underneath?
Except that was just a collar.
Right? Yeah, I guess
and
so.
It
this would have had to plaque it down the front,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he buttoned it right down the front, put the tie on, and of course, as long as he didn't take his jacket off, nobody knew.
He was okay. Well, he could have done that, I guess. I just think the time was limited, and so he had to hurry.
You know, 30 years ago, I was going to a mid-morning meeting in Kansas City. White shirt, one day event, and about halfway between here and Kansas City, I dribbled coffee down the front of me.
Yeah.
And so I was able to find a men's store, able to buy a new shirt, able to make the meeting. But ever since then, I've just, I mean, this is 30 years ago. I just don't leave town when wearing a white shirt without another
without a spare white shirt
behind it. And, you know, I'm not sure I've ever used it. But
right,
it was so,
it's there.
It was so traumatic. And I was lucky to find this men's store open that early in the morning. I remember it was called Peter's. And there was before Google, so I'm not sure how I found it. I walked in and I said, I need a white men's shirt, and I need it fast. And the guy said, right over here, sir. And he points these out, and he said, he looked at me, and he says, you're a 16 and a half 36. And I said, yes, I am.
Wow.
Okay, would you like that pressed? All this is taking this amount of time. He said, would you like that pressed? I would. They went and pressed it, brought it back, and it fit like a glove, and I could not believe
it. Give
him
a big tip.
Oh, wait. Okay, so then as he's ironing or whoever's ironing in the back, I start looking at the prices on shirts, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
What have I done?
What have I done? It's like, but I have no choice. Well, he obviously had looked at me and decided what price range I could afford, and it was a $70 shirt, which in those days was fairly expensive, but there was $400 shirts.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. And honestly, then I kind of looked around the store, and it was a very impressive store. They had a set of belts hanging up there. I mean, belts to choose from. I bet there was a lot of those belts that were over 60 inches. And I mean, it was just an amazing the amount of selection they
in
had
a brick and mortar
for
store.
Various size people. And anyway,
nowadays you have to order.
Yeah.
You know, special order a lot of those things.
Oh, yeah,
so you
absolutely
wouldn't just find them.
No, they had a huge selection of everything. So since then, I always take an extra.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Well, I was remembering the story from years ago when we went to the KAB convention. And you and maybe Rod and Rocky had gone early and taken one vehicle, and it was a smaller vehicle, so you weren't going to need your bags until later on, so you had put them in the other vehicle that the rest of the staff was going to bring later in the day. And then somehow the rest of the staff...
Oh, we don't need that vehicle. We'll take this other one.
To change
and it's
vehicle.
Like, oh, yeah, we're not going to take A, we're going to take B, except my suitcase was in
the back of the other one. And so then you had one outfit to wear all
well,
weekend
men
long.
Can get away with that more. I have more than once shown up at a meeting without my suitcase. And you go buy socks and underwear.
Yeah.
Maybe a new tie.
Suit, yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably fine, but...
Yeah.
My husband, by the way, tells me not to say that men wear outfits. I
don't.
Made a little. If I'll say I laid your outfit out on the bed, he says, no. Men do not wear outfits.
We just wear clothes.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I packed for him last weekend, and probably, I would say 80% of what I packed for him never got worn. Because he tends to just wear the same pair of jeans both days.
You know, on vacation, well, my wife is really good about this. I mean, we pack light.
I'm trying to be better about that,
We'll be gone a week, and we'll have three pair of slacks and three shirts.
And you just, do you find somewhere to wash them or just rewear them?
No, just rewear them. Hang them up at night.
Which is okay if you don't spill on them.
Well, then you're down to two.
Yeah.
But it's not like you only have one.
Yeah.
So,
well, a lot of hotels have laundry facilities, too.
Oh, I know. But the only time we've ever used them is when somebody was playing baseball or softball.
Yes, yeah.
And that was the only time we've ever used them.
Same here.
And like a friend of ours says, you know, you're on vacation. You never see the same people the next day. So they don't know you've worn this 7 days in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that meme that I keep seeing that says, I'm packing for 7 days. I want to be prepared. Should I take four French horns or five?
There you go.